Steve on Tesla Bays.
So good morning, how are you?
The voice same with the last two words. So we're trying to figure out who's the Tana of our Mishnah, which differentiates between Neder and the Dovo. It says that Neder is something improper for Ksherim, and the Dovo is something which is proper. So we went through a possibility that goes like Rabbi Huda, like Rabbi Meir, but now we're going to look at Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda said that the top of the list of preferences is Neder u'mishalim. Then under, so he holds even a Neder, which a person does, a person's mishalim the Neder, it's not considered bad. According to Meir, the best thing is not to make the dorm. So Ksherim, don't make the dorm. According to Behuda, being Nardar Mashalim is the best, which means that Ksherim is kosher to make a Nether. Phil Tabir Behuda, Kabir Behuda bin Nadava, bin Nether Leila Omar. So we're going to have to redo the language of the Braisa and the bottom of Testament Aleph. Behuda Mertayv Mizam is that Nardar Umashalim. It doesn't mean Nader Mashalim, it means making an Adava. The word says that's very nice, but Vaktani Tav Mizam is that Nader Mekayim, or Nader Mashalim. So it's, the best is Nader. So the word says, okay, Tani Noidev Mekayim. So we'll have to rephrase that price. So the language over there is not Nader Mekayim or Nader Mashalim, but Noidev Mekayim. And the more goes to the same type of conversation which we had before. The more says, now that you're saying that according to Behuda, it's only okay if he's Noidev, but Noidev is not, like our Mishnah, so Mishnah Noidev, Deloy, the Dilma Asi Bala De Tekola, the Dabba Nami, Dilma Asi Bala De Tekola. So why is the Dabba acceptable? So Behuda Tamei Damer Adam maybe Kibsasa Lo Zoro Umakdisha Basemach Alev Bashechta. He says that the proper thing to do is to bring it there and then be Makdish it once you're there. Verses Tenach the Dabba the Kabbonis, the Dabba the Naziris Michael the Mamer. Okay, so we're saying now that there is in our Mishnah that there's a scenario of Nadava, because now we're saying Rehuda requires Nadava. There's a scenario of Nadava by Karbanis, and a scenario of Nadava by Naziris. The verse is, where's there Nadava by Naziris? Rehuda Tamei. Netanya, Rehuda Omer, Chassidim, Rishonim, Hayim, Yis'avin, Lehovi, Korban, Chatas. They wanted to do all the mitzvahs, as many as they can, so bring a Korban, Chatas is a form of a korban, but you can't do an aveira. And also, you can't bring a korban without the chiyuv. You can't do an aveira to facilitate bringing a korban. But the fish had a kosher maybe to call all your day. They were never nichshol. Russian protected them from doing things which are improper, because you can't consciously be b'chayv b'chatas. It has to be b'shogeg. But the Rashi gave him siyata d'shmaya not to be nichshol b'shogeg. So what they do? Maho yoisin oimdim umisnadvin naziris l'mokim k'esh yischayv korban chatas l'mokim. So Rehuda says they would undertake to be naziris, be nazirim, and the nazir brings the korban chatas. So here's an example that they were doing their naziris kulo l'shem shemayim to be able to bring the korban. Rishimun Armor, Rishimun disagrees. Lanodra ben Nozer, that they would not undertake to do that. That's also not proper. We'll see why. But, what could they do? Haritz lohavi oila, misnadev umevi. Shlomim, misnadev umevi. Toido barba mini lachma, misnadev umevi. Abba ben Naziris, lo hisnadvu, they did not undertake to be Nazirim. Because the Torah refers to a nazir as a choyte. So that they bring to Kapora and that which he's choyte on his nefesh. Om Rabaya, Shimon Atzadik, Rav Shimon, Rav Eliezer, Hakfar, Kula Meshita Achas Hed. So Rav Shimon HaTzadik, which we said before, Rav Shimon, which we're saying now, and Rav Elazar Akrar, which we're going to quote in a second, all agree that the Nazir Chayte Havi, that there's some element of doing Naziris is something which is wrong to do. There's an element of Aveira in it. Okay. Shimon HaTzadik, Rav Shimon HaDamar, we've already mentioned these two. Rav Elazar Akrar, what is that for Rebbe? Rebbe means... Rashi points out, where is it? Rashi? Makas, I think. But Rebbe is a title of Kavod. He was considered like the God of the door. So, the Tanya of Eliezer Kfar says, Rebbe, Eliezer Kfar, Rebbe Omer, Chiper Olav Mesher Chotol HaNefesh. What's the vera that he did? That itself, which he's, as it were, afflicted himself that he can't have wine. There's some element of a vera in that. Now, we can make a kabel chomer. Nikrachote, a person who forces himself not to have something, one item. We don't encourage people to fast. But the Hadain Krob and Nozer Tomek, but the Kipirlo of Mesher Chotol HaNefesh is written by Nozer Tomek. According to his understanding, it's not linked to Nozer Tomek at all. Or the fact that he ended up extending his naziris, and then he was nesarastim in the yayin, and B, he allowed himself to become tame. But both of those elements are there in what he's done, and that's the sinner's case. Tucked around, top of the pitch. Rebeloza Kvar is really saying his own approach. Right? He doesn't necessarily take the approach of Shimon HaTzadik or Shimon, that there's other elements of. Right? He has a. But the bias, and they all agree that those are the Chayte. I'm not sure they still agree for this. That's for the same reason. So now we're going to say that Rehuda understands the psukim like Kermeir. The Torah mizam mizesh and another kolika. The best is he shouldn't make a netter at all. That's shot in the pasuk. But where's the argument then? The mayor crawled the knocket neuter who had in the neuter. But we're going to say, even though the Torah used the language of neuter, the same thing would be true according to the mayor by neuter. But the day according to the Behuda, Dafka neuter, Alba neuter, Mitaimizemizem. But if you can do it in the neuter and the Dabba, that's the best. So the Mor says, how is it possible the idea of the Dabba by Naziris? They want to find a way to bring kabbonis, which are chiyuv, which they normally can't bring because they don't have. They happen in chayte, so they want to do this. So that's a scenario which we would look at the act of naziris as a form of a nadava. They want to bring the toida with the dalam in lachma. There's the lechem chametz, begimel minim shal matzah, and three types of matzah, which are chalos. Rikikin and Ravucha. So there is the Chalas Ravuchin. Yeah. So there's three types of there. We don't allow it to become chametz, so it's matzah. But it's cooked with oil, etc. So it's not your, it's not the standard matzah that you're eating by the Seder.
Crispy.
Chalas have oil in it. Rikikin don't have oil in it. They only have rikikin oil after, added after they are baked. And Ravucha, there's a boiling process in there as well. Okay, Kul and Sheet Meshita Achasein. Rabbi says that all three of them are in the same Shita. Do not saying exactly the same thing. The Shimon HaTzadik, the Afkin, those who told me who should not go. The scenario of Shimon HaTzadik was they wouldn't eat from an Oshrim Nosotom. He didn't say anything about, like the Morse says at the end, eating from the Kabonis, the Chatas of a regular Nazar, he ate. The problem wasn't because he's a Mitzar himself. The Miskarit, according to Shimon HaTzadik, the problem was that he starts regretting what he did. And that's where the Veira is. Either Shimon or Rolosa Kfar, I feel the Nosa Torah, Nikri Chayte. So not exactly the same. But then Kroben Nosa Tomek Siv, the Shimon or Rolosa Kfar Korach. So it's asking on those two, Kron Shimon and Tzadik, yeah, the Pasuk, by Nosa Tomei, there's a problem. And that's what the Pasuk writes it. According to them, it's any Nosa. He's done two things improper. He's going to tire himself and he let himself become Tomei. And Bizaturan be toured the Ala Nefesh Kadorish. So it says Mishar Chota Ala Nefesh. That tells me that it's not limited, the Vayr is not limited to the Tuma. It's about the whole Naziris in general. It tells me that there's more to the story. Okay. So much for Naziris.
But people do fast. I mean, people add on fast, right?
If a person is adding on a fast, Rabbi Zakhar is saying, if a person thinks that just the idea of fasting alone, it's a good idea. That's not true. If the person is using it as a tool, so use it as a tool. The person has He finds that he's too. He indulges himself too much in Olam Hazeh. So he says he needs to correct himself. So Rambam says, going to extremes is bad. But if you already went to one extreme, the only way you're going to correct yourself and get to the middle is by going to the other extreme for a little bit. A person is done of Eiris and he needs to get a kapora. Those are valid reasons. But a person just thinks, you know, yeah, it's more holy to fast than to eat. That's not. There's no intrinsic value to fasting that makes you more holy. If anything, it's the opposite. Usually, they say over this. Rebbe Zakhar, this piece from Rebbe Zakhar about Tzir Atzvoi. You look, it's quoted in different places in Shas. And Chazal definitely did not impose these type of things, that they limited the idea of imposing today's amount of Klal Yisrael. There's a Vitaz, Hilchos Brachos brings a Yerushalmi, Mishabur quotes it, that when a person passes away, he comes to Shemayim, he's going to have to give a Dimna Cheshbon on all of the different fruits of the world with Bershom offered, which the person does not partake of. Bershom made you this luscious, you know, dairy and fruit, so why didn't you eat it, you know? Type of fruit. Right. Yeah. Tell the Mishnah. Hirsch is quoted to say that, you know, he says he went to visit the Alps. He says he doesn't want to come to, he quotes the Yerushalmi, he says he doesn't want to come to Shemayim and be asked. He says, I made this beautiful Alps for you to see, why didn't you go see them? Okay, how far do you have to travel for that? I don't know. Is that the top of your line of Averit mitzvahs that you have to do? I don't know.
In his mind, the Alps was like it made the top few or whatever it was.
Right. Parmalach Averit, kind name. Kineach Now take a look at the chaver. Ha'omer, kainem, kaineach, kaines. Harelu chinuyim lekorban. So he says this item of me is kaineach. Is the same thing as saying this item of me is korban. So that's a kinuy. So remember we finished the discussion of yodis. Now we're moving into kinuyim. Well, we didn't really finish the conversation about yodis, but we're going to focus more on kinuyim for now. Let's say a person wants to say lashon of cherim, cherek, cherech, cheref, reelu kinuyim lecherim, nozik, neziach, poziach, reelu kinuyim lenaziris, shusa, shkuka, or noider b'mohi, reelu kinuyim leshua. So that last one is interesting. Noider b'mohi. Let's see the ground. Reelu kinuyim lecherim. Now, remember we learned in the Shnayas, we had a discussion when a person says Kherim, what does he mean? These are Kinuyim for Kherim. What does Kherim mean? So there are two ways to understand what it means. Is it referring to, actually there are three ways to understand what it means. There's Kherim Gavoya, there's Kherim Kahanim, and there's Kherim Shalyam. So I would assume Mishabuddha says, the person comes along and says, I said, you know, this is a cherim, and he says, I was referring to the bottom part of the net. So, Mor says, the stam and lahachmer, pirushin lahakal. If you say it, we believe you. I'm not sure that would work by kinuyim. Why would you be mechana? I don't want to say the name of the net. You know, that's not logical. So I would have to, over there, I would have to assume he means some type of cherim. But that, so we'll take that off the table. That's not an issue. The issue is there are charamim which go to the base of mikdash to bet gabayis. The charamim which are given is a matana to the kahanim. So the charam kahanim, charam gabayis. The more it says the Ran's referring to the more later on the Galil, Chul b'stam osur the mashma charam gabayis. He's saying that they this should be also like charam gabayis. They're not familiar with Kherme Kahanim because they don't have Kahanim for the most part. The Galil, most of the Kahanim live near Yehuda. Who Yehuda, the part where it's still called Yehuda, Dafka, Befarish Kherim, Shabbatic Abayas, Tisa, Kaman, Perak, Velumator. That's the Mishnah explains later on that Stam, Kharamim, and Yehuda are the Kahanim, and Stam, Kharamim, and Galil are for the Gaboya. Noder b'moyi reel kinyan l'shua. B'moyi is kinyan l'moyshe. So moyi was a way to refer to Moshe. B'shua is Moshe. So noder b'moyi means I am swearing like the shua that Moshe made. Where do you see Moshe? The shua that see v'yom Moshe l'shem is the ish. And Chazal say that it means that's the Yerushalmi understands it. So that Moshe swore to Yisrael that he wasn't going to leave without Rishus. So it's a form of a shavu. The hard to come nodar b'mayi will come shusa shkuka b'mayi the first big more b'siyat tradition. So the saying b'mayi, I'm making this to me. I b'mayi, like the Shua Moshe, this should be also. I shouldn't eat this kikur, right? So I mean, so he's saying the phrase. He's saying b'mayi. That's the kinuy for Shua. Itmar, kinuyim. Okay, so we have kinuyim. So what are they? So the Ran quoted this back in Beis Manalov, and a few other places also. Ibrachan Omar Loshen Umay Sain. These were foreign languages. It's a language that the Chachamim conjured up in order to use for the purposes of Neder, etc. So you see the word Bodo means to conjure something up. Okay. The time of my tikkun rabbanon again. So why, if Chazal created this language, so what was it? What was their motivation? The lolema korban. So this way the person shouldn't say korban. Or says lolema korban. What's so bad about saying korban? Dilma nomer korban l'shem, because he might say korban l'shem. The more says lolema korban l'shem. What's wrong with saying korban l'shem? He doesn't eat this animal. This animal should be a korban l'Hashem. Nothing wrong with that. Dilmar l'Hashem, will armor korban. Refrain, he's going to say l'Hashem without the word korban. So along these lines, Vatanya, Rishim and Imer, Benayin Shalot, Yerber Olam, Lashem Oilo, Lashem Mincho, Lashem Torah, Lashem Shalom. How do we know that a person should not say the name of Hashem first? He's making this Nadova, and he's saying this should be. So Mincha Lashem. So don't say Lashem Mincha Lashem Ma'olah. Lashem Hashem's name is first. That's a nice idea. Hashem's name is first. Don't do that. Tamalamer Karmal Lashem. Because they're afraid if he says Lashem, and then he says the word Korban or the word Oilah, if for some reason he gets distracted, interrupted before he finishes the sentence, he ends up with the Shem Shemayim Levatol. His goal, when he said Hashem Hashem, was a very appropriate goal. It was a very, very praiseworthy goal. He was going to say it in the context of being Makdash Korban. Omer Torah, Korban Hashem, don't take a chance. And Midafka Mimakbet to say Korban Hashem, not Hashem Korban. The Batola person just mentioned the same Shemaim, the Batola, with no purpose at all. Alachas Kama Mekama, how much more so a person should refrain from? Or protect himself from? Okay. Something more lame, Ketanoi. The Chayra, this Machlok is between Rabbi Yechon and Mishlokish. It's really Machlok is Tanoi. Beshame Armim Kinuye Kinuyin Asurin. The Kinuyin developed Kinuyin. Beshame says that's a valid language. We shall Armim Kinuye Kinuyin in return. Okay. So, my love, isn't this the correct way to approach it? Mandomer Kinuye Kinuyin Asurin, the one who says Kinuye Kinuyin Asurin, Beshamai Kesover holds Kinuyin Lashon Umasein. So they are an intrinsic language to start with. So they have validity to start with. And even if you mechana it, you end up corrupting it, becomes a colloquialism, that's fine. If you learn with the Tekan of the Rabbanon, the Madurim would term Shem the Ksemer Lashon Shavarat and Chachamim. Chachamim made up the language, so that now you're going to corrupt it and say something else. It's not what they made up. The whole thing needs a Tekan of Chachamim, so you can't expand it any further. So this Machlokes, which that's Beisil. So as presented, Reb Yerchanan would be like Beishamai and Reish Lakish. Would be like Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says, "Loi." So Rabbi Yochanan can say back to you, "The Kuli Alma Kinuyin Lashon Umisein." So they both agree it's Lashon Umis. Beis Hillel as well. Bisham Esari Behani Nami Mishtoy Umis. Beis Hillel Esari Behani Lo Mishtoy Umis. So now that you can't have machlokes the metzias whether they use the language or not. So Ram points out definitely they use it. But if it's recognized by people to be an inferior type of language, it's a slang or whatever it is. According to the language is the language, and then there's this inferior slang language, etc. That's not called. That Basil said that's not called lashon.
It's so interesting because by our own slang, we just said it's fine.
What do you mean our own?
Our own, but their language, the foreign language, we're saying.
What do you mean by our own?
Well, the yad, the very various things, the various derivations of each word.
According to Mishlokish, it was a specific tikkuna. It wasn't just the slang developed. Right?
Okay.
So you can't use slang. You have to say the right word. You can use these words instead.
Or maybe the fact that it's foreign to begin with. We use their primary. This is the real. Kind of like going to learning Hebrew. This is the real word, but there might be three or four other things that say the same thing.
Right. So. There's a Bir Halacha, Hilchos Kriya Shema, which deals with we pass the Shema can be said b'chol lashon. He says he discourages it for two reasons. Some sefer says that it's always a mildest lashon kaddish because that has the intrinsic kedusha lashon kaddish, which you don't get in other languages. But he points out, A, that you cannot, it's not my point right now, just that you can only use a foreign language in the country where that language is the lingua franca. You know, you can't use French in America. In America, you have to use the English, American, whatever you want to call it. Right? You can't use French. That halacha in the Mar Mechol Lashon only works if you're in that makom.
Even the French can't use French here.
Correct. But then he says the other point. He says, but when you do say it, you have to translate the words correctly. You know, you can't fump for a word. So Beshami says, okay, this, it's used. We know what you mean. That's good enough. Basila says, no, that's not so. You always say, or alternatively, again, both Beshami and Basila hold that it's Lashon Umos. So Beshami Sabri Gazrin Kinuyin Kinuyin Mishum Kinuyin. Basila Sabri Logazrin Kinuyin Kinuyin Mishum Kinuyin. But now, according to the second approach, Rechon is agreeing that even though the foreign language is acceptable, but the slang is not acceptable. So what's up, Mishama? Mishama says it's a gzeira. Okay, zot the run. Yeah. So the Ran, Lashon Umos, the Kar Korban Bahani Lishni. They refer to Korban in these type of words. Shabbat Lamachavim Shechichu Melivim Chavim introduced this from their own. Dilma Omer Lashem Belemer Korban. Mishimachi Tikdu, therefore the Chavim Masakin. Kind of Rish Lakish, Kainim, this word Kainim. Kehechad Lulema Kainim Bilchud, they'll get used to saying the word Kainim. And they don't associate the word Kainim with the word Lashem. Deilo Omar Korban, he uses the word Korban, which is the way the Torah refers to it. The Torah says Korban Lashem. Korban Lashem, Kalishan of the Korah. So that's what's going to happen. If he uses the word Korban, he's going to be used to the language of the Pasuk and end up possibly just saying the Hashem without the Korban. If he says Kainim, that's not going to happen. So Kainim was introduced to prevent that problem. Now that explains the Kinuyim for Korban. Why do we have for Kherim and for Nozer and for Shavuot? B'Korban Nami Apagav B'Yehuda Lo Yisagile B'Kherim B'Lechud. So if he doesn't explain what it's about, it's nothing. So he has to explain. So a person says, Yehuda, you have to clarify, it's not Kherim Kahanim, it's Kherim Gaboya. It's Kherim for Beta Gabayas. So you could say, Kherim Beta Gabayas. That'd be fine. You might say Kherim Lashem, which would also work, because once you say Lashem, you mean not for the Kahanim, you mean for the base of Mikdash. So you'll say Lashem. But the word Kherim, he won't say Lashem. So he'll say Beta Gabayas. Okay. The Mora says that Lechara is Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokes is Machlokes Bisham Bisilo. So no, we can have it both Bisilo and Bisham. I agree to Rabbi Yochanan. Bisilo Shabbat Mishtoy Umayz. They don't speak like this. Now, Klarma the Ram says the Filo Mishtoy Hachim, even though they do speak like this. But less than Iker Loshen, it's not primary language. The Minayu Mishtabshi Bahachi. Some people have corrupted, thank you, that's what I'm looking for. They corrupted the language with these words. Well, I'll listen, that's not called the language. Okay. I'm not sure off the top of my head what's an afkamina halakolamai. So, if we pass the kibirchon, what difference does it make on a practical level? I'm not sure.
Especially since we do it on our side anyway, we've got these derivations. We understand that.
I'm saying even according to Rish Lakish, the Gemara says pretty clearly, it's only the Lashonis of the Chomer Matake. You can't just say any language, anything. So, Karnav Yerchadon, you have to say these words. Karnav Yerchadon, you have to say these words for different reasons. Pashas Mishlokish would not disagree with the Yerchadon. Let's say, okay, now I want to say it in English. So Karnav Yerchadon, obviously that's good because we see you can say it in any language. He still doesn't argue on that. The halacha is neder can be said in any language. So he could use a foreign language. So okay. Something more. Hechidami kinuye kinuyin dinador. Okay, so you're talking about kinuye kinuyin. Give me some examples. Tanur Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef quotes the Braisa. It says. So the word, the kinuyim, should be kodeim kodeach, kodeis, kinuyim would be, mikan mino, mikan chino, mikan sino. Hegelim kinuyim kinuyim, the cherim, Tony Mafshaw, so the person Mafshaw said, just over here, techarkim, cherachim, okay, Chirafim. Kinuyim, kinuyim, the Naziris. What's that? Rav Yosef. Mechazkino, Menazkino, Mefichino. Boy, Lahu. Mifchizino, my. Miskino, zomai. Miskino, zomai. What about these Lashonis? Omele Ravino, Ravashi. Kinma, my. What's about Lashon of Kinma? Kainim Kamer, is that a language of a kainim of a netter? Adilma, Kinman Besim Kamer. He's saying Kinema sounds like the word Kinman Besim that describes a certain type of a spice. Omer Ravacha, Reda Ravchia, Ravashi, Kinamai. Is that Kinikinuyim of the word Kainim? Or Kina Shaltana Galam Kamar means that it's a place where the birds nest, or it means a brace of chickens because they nest together. Adil Maloshin the code name who? So Mar says Tiboy. All these stand as a question. Again, I pointed out to you that in the Dora, the word that a question stands is not taken with Tiboy. Kinuyin Kinuyim is in the Shua is Hechidami Shuel, Shusiel, Shkukiel. Someone says Shuel, really? Shuel ben Gershomasho. That's that. There's a person name like that. That's not a good Kinuy. That's just, you're talking about a person. El Shvuvel, Shusiel, Shkukiel. Okay. And then he says, takes the word Mahu out. Amr Shmuel, Amr Ashivsa Lomer Klum, Ashkika Lomer Klum, Krinshana, Trinsha Lomerklub. The Ran does not explain this Gemara. Doesn't seem to be bothered by this. Like, where these things come from, and how, what are the criteria to decide what's acceptable, what's not acceptable? We start presenting an Iboilahu. Is this good? Why no? Give me an argument. The Ran doesn't give an argument. Why yes and why no? Okay. Another b'moyer elokin. We're going to turn to Shemuel. However, b'moyer lomer klum. He says b'moyer without the word noider b'moyer. That's nothing. B'mumsa d'amr b'moyer elokin liyin l'shuas. Mumsa is the word we use in Torah to refer to a shua. The shua that Moshe said, b'moyer being Moshe. Let's see the round for Monday.